Potatoes, the All-Arizona Daily Download, the top five local stories of the day. Number five.
Dozens of deaths on Arizona highways.
Yeah, and DPS has some theories behind it. Find out what they are right now.
We continue to see the same basic factors in a majority of our crashes. Drivers driving distracted, drivers that are speeding, and we are still seeing drivers not wearing their seatbelt, and that continues to be a big issue for us.
That's DPS spokesman Cameron Lee. To me, though, yes, obviously, buckling your seatbelt, driving impaired, distracted driving. Monica, those are things we've seen year after year after year. Why more deaths this year?
You know, one of the explanations that they've given is because we have more drivers on the road, which
that
would make sense because we are continuing to grow. I mean, there is nothing slowing down here in Maricopa County. So the more drivers means that there's more issues, there's more congestion. Still doesn't explain the impaired because people know better, even if they come from somewhere else. And the seatbelt thing, I mean, I took driver's ed just a couple years ago, Joe, you know, when I was 16.
Yeah.
It was all about wearing seatbelts.
16, yeah. My theory, the weather.
What?
This year, too. We've had more precipitation this year than
That's
I feel like we've
word,
had
Joe.
In the last several years. Rain, is that more a Mac
there
and Gatos
go.
Word?
There you go.
Becky
rain.
Lynn, what's better, rain or precipitation?
I always go with the easy, straightforward one. I would go with rain.
Water
yeah,
from
rain.
The sky.
Yeah, that works,
stuff
too.
That falls that's kind of wet.
Mac and Gatos, the number four local story on the All-Arizona Daily Download.
ASU's going dancing.
Woohoo! That's right. ASU has made it to the big dance.
Bust out your jazz hands!
Woo! I'm so excited. ASU is going to March Madness. They scored a number 11 seed in the West Region, and they're
that's
going
a real
to.
Score.
Well, you know, hey, they got in. Okay, there's been times
okay.
that they haven't gotten in.
Yes.
All right. So first up, they play St. John's, and the St. John's is number 11 seed too. So the two teams have to play each other to get into what some would call the real dance.
So
the play-in game.
They're at like the pre-show party.
Yes, yes.
They're not even into the dance. And this is where they got last year. They ended up playing Syracuse. And, you know, we had to listen to Gatos for like 3 days in a row talk about how much he loves the orange. And then Syracuse ended up beating ASU, and ASU didn't make the real dance.
Well, you know, you're pretty good at making predictions. What
I'm
do you
not
think
bad.
This year?
I'm not bad at it.
Yeah, that's true. You know, one year you got first and I got third.
Mm-hmm. I took first that year. I think I took second last year.
Mm-hmm.
I took third another year. If we're only looking at ASU and St. John's, I feel pretty good that the Sun Devils will be marching on.
All right. But you think the next round, the real round, might not be as good for them?
A lot of teams who win these, you know, 11 seed play-in games do then win a game once they get into the real tournament.
Well, it is so exciting. Go Sun Devils. We're proud.
Number three.
Why Arizona won't be buying any Nissans.
It's ADOT's fault, really. It's not Nissan's fault. The freeway was, of course, closed Saturday and Sunday, and it continues today, 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. The Loop 303 is going to be closed between Van Buren Street and McDowell Road near the I-10 interchange out in Goodyear. The I-10 westbound and eastbound ramps to southbound 303 will also be closed because ADOT made some deal with Nissan to shoot a commercial out here.
I'm sorry, but this just annoys me. Are you kidding me? You were going to shut down I-10, or you did, and State Route 51. When I was coming back from California from spring break.
I think they specifically knew you were driving
because
back.
Because of a commercial? Oh, please, give me a break. Can't you find some unfinished freeway section out in the valley somewhere to use?
Do you do this with your husband and with friends? Like, you'll see nobody driving on the road, and obviously they've got it shut down. And you'll just wonder, like, why is that shut down? I say to my friends all the time, like, well, must be a breezy day here in Phoenix. ADOT had to shut a road. Like, why do they shut down the highway? Like, at least this, they've given us the reason. Sometimes I think they do it just to see if people are paying attention.
Well, allegedly, ADOT says that it balances the potential for delays and alternate routes with economic benefits for the state. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, they're going to make a lot of people mad when they continue to shut down roads for commercials. I mean, Transformers was fine.
Mac and Gatos, the number two local story on the All-Arizona Daily Download.
Mosque threats hit the valley.
Yeah, Phoenix says that they arrested Noel Becht. He was 40 years old, taken into custody on suspicion of trespassing, disorderly conduct, and threatening and intimidating. So basically, he entered the United Islamic Center of Arizona. It's near Yorkshire Drive and 35th Avenue, claiming that he was interested in what was going on. But then he started acting a little abnormal, making some hand gestures, making some comments. And so they ended up calling the cops.
He entered rooms he wasn't permitted to be in. He also asked unusual questions, like when service took place at the Phoenix Mosque, as well as a mosque down in Tempe. And he was questioned by a mosque leader, and he allegedly put his finger to his neck and made a sawing motion. Not such a
good
dude.
Whether this was an individual who thought he was being funny, whether he was trying to intimidate the people in the mosque, or whether it was part of an effort to gather information and perhaps furtherance of a future attack.
Former DHS counterterrorism coordinator John Cohen there. He joined Arizona's Morning News this morning. It sounds so simple, but it's like, you know, if you don't have anything nice to say, if you don't have anything nice to do, just keep it to yourself. But people don't live that way. They have to go down and make the sawing motion at the mosque in Phoenix.
You know what I think is important about this story is they pointed out how he was acting different and things didn't look right. So go with your gut.
Number one.
More migrants dropped off in Phoenix.
Yep, this happened last weekend, happened again this past weekend. 300 more migrants, easy for me to say, dropped off in Phoenix this weekend. We had 185 Sunday morning, 160 on Saturday. So I talked about this last week with Gatos. Since December of this past year, we're talking about 15,000 migrants who have been dropped off here in Phoenix, either at churches or, in this case, the Greyhound bus station.
And it's getting very frustrating for the volunteers that are at these churches and these other drop-off centers because ICE apparently is not giving them any advance notice. They're saying, oh, we're not going to do this, that all of a sudden here comes a truckload, a busload full of people. And so it's getting very frustrating and hard for the volunteers to handle all this.
Yep. When they get dropped off, they basically have only one sheet of paper for their family that's got a name and a phone number of a relative or a sponsor on it. ICE ends up handing the sheet over to a volunteer, and then the staff arranges travel. That's very little.
Whether this is an individual.
Oh, hey, we already heard from you. No, we don't want you. Oh, wow. No, I tried, Monica. I'm no Mac.
Could you imagine being at one of these places and then all of a sudden being flooded with people who need help? You had no idea they were coming. You don't have enough food or water to help anybody. When it's so simple, ICE could just give them warning.
The All Arizona Daily Download. The top five local stories of the day with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Oh, I said I was done with him. Come on. It's the All Arizona Daily Download. It's brought to you by Inspire Sleep. If CPAP isn't working for you, learn about Inspire. It's a revolutionary treatment for sleep apnea. No mask, no hose, and no noise. Visit InspireSleep.com today.